Hello, this is Leon Q. Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. We wish that your ambition to develop your spirituality and awaken to your true self, which might call Buddha nature or internal God, whatever, I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Today could be a little bit challenging for me, of course, but also for some people who has already the previous concept about the Buddhism. Well, Buddhism has been called polytheism. Yes, it is polytheism. There are many Buddhas, and the people, practitioners, worship too. Some people are Shakyamuni Buddha, some people are Amitabha Buddha, and some are others. Okay, then, what about the great spirit of the universe? What is the name for that? Yes, that's why I have been teaching that the great spirit of the universe has many names, depends on the culture, or depends on the people, depends on the environment. This is just like one man is called by different way, depends on the people. Some people call him boss. Some people call him Mr. Smith. Some people call him, hey, Tom. Some people call him dad. Some people call him darling. Whatever. It depends on the relationship, what relationship you have with the man, with that person. So as the great spirit of the universe. Depends on what kind of relationship you wish to have, then the name will be decided, or depend on what name or the concept and or the concept that you will call the great spirit of the universe, what view you have the great to the great spirit of the universe, it will be different. Well, I just bring up the two examples. If you call Amida Buddha, it's a based on the traditional concept of Amida Buddha. Oh, it's a Buddha that who practiced five lifetimes of the universe. Oh, for the all beings, how all beings will be rescued and not leave anyone. Finally, he achieved this vow, and then became Amida Buddha. That anyone who call the name of Amida Buddha, Namu Amida, is calling the name of Amida Buddha, then that chanter will be reversed to Pure Land after the death. This is a traditional concept of Amida Buddha. story in a pure school. And band interpreted by the, for example, Shinran or Honen, the founder of the Puran school in Japan, they say that this is a dharma for the people who are crying for their sin, who has no other choice but to go to hell because of their sin and deep karma. Why Amida Buddha became Amida Buddha. Actually, before Amida Buddha became Amida Buddha, he was called Dharmakara. Bodhisattva Dharmakara in the story of the Amitayu Sutra. So people are more relaxed about thinking about hell, so relaxed about after death, relaxed about no matter how much karma you have or the sin you have, you will be rescued by the 10 times mantra chanting, calling Amida's name. If the great spirit of the universe are called Amida Buddha, people have underneath these images or the feelings. And in the other hand, what about Jehovah? In the old statement Bible, Jehovah is very strict. If you don't need to follow the rules, you're a bad child, so you will be punished. Well, we can see this coming from the environment in a desert. The life is very strict. If you don't follow the rule of the nature or the community, it could make the community dangerous situation. So you have to really follow and even need to decide which sheep you have to kill and eat them, and which sheep you leave it and let them live. Well, compared to that, in South Asia, life is much easier than that. By the environmental, can eat the fruit on a tree, and the warm, not too hot. Or the water is in Asia, water is more rich, less struggle, and the farming culture is. It could be more easygoing than life in the desert. Well, anyway, polytheism is one aspect of Buddhism. But actually, great spirit of the universe exists, and all different Buddhas or the devas or bodhisattvas in the Puran, all are the separated spirit of the great spirit of the universe. And the truth is that unification of monotheism, the great spirit of the universe, and polytheism, all Buddhas, bodhisattvas, and devas, are the oneness. This is presented the first time in the Buddhist history was a master Bene, who has lived 120 years ago. Interestingly, it was a time that when Christianity entered into Japan officially, and he was reading Bible to get the essence of the monotheism. And he established the concept of unification of monotheism and polytheism. And this could be said, it made clear the great spirit of the universe, relationship of the great spirit of the universe and all Buddhas, all Bodhisattvas, all Devas, and also all the religions, with the wish that the human beings break through the wall of the religion and find a way to unify it, and all at the same time each uniqueness will be respected. That's what we wanted, isn't it? To be respected, your uniqueness, and at the same time, unified with all others. May you and your people around you and all people in the world will be in a happy state.